Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Now, joining me in the studio today is Pastor Alejandro Arias. At the age of 11, he was a boy preacher in Costa Rica, and he's just celebrated 20 years of ministry. And he's believing that God has called him to Australia because revival is coming to our land, the great south land of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be praying for rain and for revival in our nation shortly, so make sure you hang around for that. But let's just welcome Alejandro onto the program. Good to see you, mate. Tell us a bit of your story.
Hey, Pastor Matt. It's great to see you too, and it's great to be here in this show. The Lord called me at a very young age to preach the gospel. I started preaching at the age of 11 full-time. And when I tell people that I did it full-time, some people go like, well, what do you mean full-time? Like, did you have a mentor? Did your parents support you? And it's quite a long story, but to make a long story short, my mom came to the Lord when I was 7 years old. And I followed her footsteps, and I came to the Lord. My siblings came to the Lord around the same time. When I was 12 years old, I led my dad to the Lord in one of my camp meetings in Costa Rica. And, you know, I've been preaching the gospel nonstop all over the world, 48 nations. It's been such a great privilege to take the good news all over the world in 5 continents. And now here in Australia, I'm believing God that the best is yet to come.
And absolutely, mate. And I know that we've had you on the radio before, and some of our listeners may have heard a bit of your story, but there is a special connection to Australia. You married an Aussie girl from Perth.
That's right.
Tell us a bit about how you fell in love with Rebecca.
Okay. You want to know the romantic side
of
the story?
Yeah, all the girls would love it. Yeah,
sure. Well, we met in Perth. Mm-hmm. I was doing a rally there with a bunch of churches, and she was ushering during the meeting. And we actually met at a Hispanic rally. All the Hispanic churches in Perth came together, mm-hmm. and I spoke for them as a guest speaker. And I remember it was being hosted at Northway with Pastor John Warwick in Perth. And back then he was a superintendent of the Assemblies of God in that area. Anyway, so he was supporting us, and he was in pro of unity, and all of the pastors were coming together for the first time in the city. 6 churches got together. It was quite a big deal. And this was back in 2007 or 2008. Anyway, hundreds of people showed up. It was quite a big event. It was bilingual, and I preached bilingually with, you know, there were some people there, some pastors too. And it was an incredible opportunity to forge unity there among the Hispanic churches, which I think there is only like 6 churches in the whole city. Anyway, Rebecca was attending a Hispanic church, and she learned Spanish by attending this church. She picked it up in like 2 years. And so here I come, and I'm preaching, and she's like, oh, wow, you know, I speak Spanish too. So that was kind of the intro card, you know, like we share something. We have something in common. So then she starts speaking to me in Spanish, and I realize that she's got this, you know, like genuine Spanish accent. Like, I'm so intrigued, you know, I am so curious. Like, where did you learn it? Like, you know, it just struck me. And then we had this conversation in the green room, and she was really nice, and you know, and what I didn't know is that in the back of her mind, she was already praying for the event, and also she felt like maybe down the road, you know, that I was going to be the one. Like, she had that impression, but you know, it took me a year to realize what where God was leading us. But we became really good friends from that moment, and then we became Skype friends. And I was in America, living in America, based in Miami, Florida at that point. And so there was a 12-hour time difference, but I used to call her every morning, every night. And so we did the long-distance relationship for 3 years. And then we got married in 2011. So
awesome. And got 2 beautiful girls now. What are your daughters' names?
Kariel and Celeste.
Beautiful.
Kariel is mm-hmm. 6 years old, and Celeste is 16 months old.
Okay, fantastic. Now, we're going to open up the phone lines shortly if people want to call through and have a chat. Maybe you've got a story about revival in Australia, or maybe you've got a prayer need and you'd like us to pray for you today. We'd love to pray for you. But before we do that, Pastor Alejandro, you know, there is a severe drought in this nation. And over this month, we're praying for rain, repentance, and renewal. And we're asking people to pray and fast and really seek God in this time. And every day we've had different pastors ringing up. We actually had Margaret Court on recently, who was your pastor in Perth for many years. We've had many great people from different denominations praying and fasting. Before we pray, would you just explain to us how important is it that we pray and fast for a breakthrough in this nation? Because those two are important. A lot of Christians just pray, but they don't fast as well. Would you just speak into that for us before we pray?
Yes, definitely. I think the Lord is about to do something in this nation. And I think when the Bible says, if my people repent, if they turn away, if they seek my face, then I will heal the land. Mm-hmm. I think before we see a nationwide healing, God's people need to turn, you know, away from any distraction. We need to really seek the Lord. We need to saturate the land with prayer. And fasting is a very big element. Every time there has been revival, fasting and prayer have been the two main components to see that revival in fruition. I think we need to fast and pray. I think the combination of both of them is a powerful combo. Mm. And when we do both things, I think we really prepare the soil. We really, you know, get the spiritual atmosphere ready for what is coming. And I believe God is about to, and I feel it in my spirit. You know, we've had some showers here and there, and God has been responding in a way. He's been coming through, and he will come through. I believe it. And he will break this drought. Just the church, we need to come together and we need to seek the Lord, especially in these times.
Okay, well, we're going to ask you to pray now. And I just want to ask everyone on Facebook that's joining us, please join in and pray. Let us know where you are. And let us know if you want us to pray for your part of Australia as well. We've got Pastor Alejandro with us for an hour. So let us know where you're watching from on Facebook. And we will open the phone line shortly as well. We're going to be praying for rain, renewal, and repentance across our nation. Pastor Alejandro, would you lead us in prayer?
Definitely. It would be my privilege and honor to pray for those farmers and those families who have been affected by this. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We pray that you will send the rain. We pray that you will send, Lord God, that you will send these rains and that you will bless the land and that all the farmers and their families, Lord God, that have been affected by this drought, that they will see a breakthrough.
Yes.
Lord, we pray that you will heal the land. Lord God, we repent for the sins that our forefathers and even the people that, Lord God, that the people that brought these laws and legislations, Lord, we repent on behalf of the nation. We repent on behalf of those who have been turning away from you. And Lord God, I thank you that you are the God of divine answers and divine breakthrough. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will bring the latter and the former rain, that this rain will be a sign of renewal, a sign of revival, a sign of awakening. Lord God, I pray that you will saturate our land, our nation, the great Southland of the Holy Spirit with righteousness, with the shalom peace of God, and that you will saturate this land with the rain that we so desperately need right now. Lord God, I thank you that you will come through, and I prophesy that the heavens will open in the name of Jesus. And as you're listening to this prayer, I want to invite you to declare it with me and prophesy and declare, Lord, we prophesy together that the heavens will open and the rain will come, that this drought will be over, and that your land, your nation, the great Southland of the Holy Spirit, will be blessed with abundance of rain. We pray for the farmers. We pray for provision. We pray, Lord God, that you will sustain the farms and the families. We pray, Lord God, that you will give them hope, that you will comfort them, that you will, Father God, have divine appointments with some of these families that are experiencing, that are going through dire circumstances, and they're experiencing depression and they're experiencing discouragement. Lord God, we just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that there will be salvation, revival, and renewal all across our nation.
Amen. And we've got Steve from Killarney. How are you, mate? Steve, are you there?
Yes, mate. G'day.
Now, we've chatted on the radio before. You're part of Road Riders for Jesus. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing okay, mate. Yeah.
Now, you're a mechanic and also an evangelist. Tell us, what would you like some prayer for today, buddy?
I just I feel like things go ahead and then they stop.
Yep.
I don't know, it's like I'm facing a gigantic wall in front of me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now and then a crack opens in the wall and I go through. And I'm constantly praying for God to open the doors he wants me to go through and close the ones he doesn't. So I give him permission all the time. I just don't want to be operating out of step with him. I want to be in step with the Lord, you know.
Yep, yep. Mm.
But I feel like things open up and then they close so rapidly and I'm wondering, is it God? Is it the enemy? What's going on? I just want to, you know, I've just had a gutful.
Okay.
I want to go forwards in God. And...
Fantastic. Alejandro, are you able to pray?
Sure. Before I pray, I just want to encourage you, Steve, that God is training you for something bigger. That sometimes that training, even though it takes long and it's difficult and it's hard, that training is what helps us have sustainability in the long term. And God is definitely training your character, training your, you know, training you as a mighty man, as a mighty voice of influence in this nation. And very soon, people will know what you carry because you have an incredible anointing in your life. And your anointing has been, you know, it's been brewing in your spirit for many, many, many years. And you've been waiting. And I believe God is about to promote you. There is a promotion coming your way. And I just feel like I need to share this prophetically over the radio. There is a promotion coming over your way. And sometimes the training bit is what makes us feel uncomfortable because we don't want to go through that. We feel like, wow, you know, like you said, you've been facing this gigantic wall and you see some cracks every now and then, but you're not able to penetrate. You're not able to jump over that wall. But I just want to encourage you. You're doing a great job for the kingdom, and God has amazing things for you. And what's happening now, the reality, your reality right now is not the reality God has for you tomorrow. Your reality may be a bit, you know, difficult, turbulent right now, but God has a better reality for you tomorrow. So you just got to keep on pressing in and keep on going because God has a better, he's got great breakthroughs for you. He's got a better tomorrow. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your servant Steve, Lord God. I bless him and I thank you that you've given him strength, power to overcome. Lord God, I pray that this wall that he is facing right now will collapse right in front of him. Lord God, I pray that you will give him opportunities and that you will lead him to the right places. Lord God, I feel like he's Isaac in the spirit. I see him as Isaac and I see him trying to dig wells. And I don't know why, but I'm getting this picture in the spirit, Steve, where you're trying to reopen the wells. One well didn't work. The second well didn't work, but you're coming to the third well. And this is the third opportunity, like third breakthrough. This is almost like, you know, when God speaks, he speaks in numbers sometimes. And this is like your third day. You're coming to a point. It's very, very near you where this is going to be your third day breakthrough. And I prophesy and declare in the name of Jesus that when you open the third well, which is your Rehoboth, you know, if you study that scripture in the Bible, you know, the first well was a critical well. The second well was when the enemies came against Isaac. But the third well was the well of favor and divine expansion. And Rehoboth in Hebrew means I will expand your territory. So I believe in the name of Jesus that the best time is yet to come. And that your territory will be expanded in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thanks, brother.
So, Steve, I just wanted to mention, too, if people want to find out more about Road Riders for Jesus, I know you've got a tent and you preach the gospel all around Australia. What's the best way to find you guys?
Probably Facebook is a good way.
Yep.
Yeah. We seem to have all sorts of dodgy problems with the web pages.
Okay.
None of us are IT savvy.
All right, but you guys are happy to go and preach around Australia. I know you've been in Tassie. I know you've got some guys at Glen Innes. You're at Killarney.
Yes.
I know you've got people all around Australia. And you're passionate about motorbikes and passionate about Jesus, hey?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, Steve, I just want to give a quick plug for Road Riders for Jesus. If people want to find out more, search it up there. And, Steve, let's have lunch soon, hey?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, give me a call.
All right, we'll talk soon. Bless you, mate. Thanks.
We'll organise it. See you, mate.
See you, mate. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call now on 1-800-316-316. Pastor Alejandro Arias is with us. If you want to check out the Facebook Live we just did before, you can have a look at facebook.com/Vision Radio. Make a comment there if you like. Or call now, 1-800-316-316. And we've got Marianne. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Really well.
Would you like some prayer today?
Yes, please. But when we were young, my husband and I used to go to Triumphant Life Fellowship, and we used to pray for revival. But now we've split up, and I'm praying that we'll get back together.
Okay, so you'd like some prayer for your relationship,
yes,
eh?
Please.
All right, Pastor Alejandro.
Amen. Father, I just pray for this marriage. I pray, Lord God, that you will fulfill your plan and your will in their life. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will lead them. Lord God, as she's believing that they'll come back together, I agree with that. And I stand in agreement right now. I stand in the gap. And I believe, God, that you're the God of reconciliation, healing, and you can bring back broken marriages. Lord God, I pray that you will just restore this marriage. Lord God, I thank you that what the enemy meant for evil, God can turn it around for good. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your servant. And I just feel like even though you're going through this valley, and sometimes you feel, you know, like you've been faithful for so long. You've been faithful for so many years. You know, you've been praying and you've been sowing seed and you've been standing for revival. And now you're facing this attack, this onslaught. The enemy has come against you big time. But I pray the Lord will give you strength and he will comfort you. And I just see this picture of you lifting your hands and rejoicing in victory, because God is going to do the impossible for you, because you've been waiting and God is about to do it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marianne. You have a great day. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
And if you'd like to call through, phone lines are open on 1-800-316-316. We've got Mary in Melbourne. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. How can we help today?
Kind of prayer. I've been a Christian for over 30 years, and God often speaks to me through dreams and stuff, and he shows me amazing things, but I guess I feel like I don't have a voice in my church. Some of the stuff that God shows me is, you know, about his son's returning, about the church being ready, but I feel like he's picked someone who doesn't have a voice to speak out what he wants, and I get really frustrated because I know the heart he has for our nation, and I feel like I let him down because I don't know what to do with what he shows me. So, you know, I would love some boldness. Or I don't know. I guess I question whether it really is from God or not, but part of me thinks it is. Part of me doubts. I don't know. I'm a bit all over the shop, but I don't know. I guess for me to be effective, I need God to sort of really point me in the right direction, I guess. So, yeah.
Mary Ann, I believe God has given you a voice and he has called you to become an influencer. And I've been preaching the last few weeks about being influencers and not conformers. And when God gives you a message, that message must go out. That message obviously subject to timing and, you know, sometimes you have to use wisdom and be led by the Holy Spirit and always find the right timing to do it. But never keep that message, because that message can be, you know, the liberating. It can be a message that can bring hope and comfort. It can be a message that can actually shed light and lead people to a place of repentance and conviction. You never know what God can do through that message. And I always encourage people. I had a prophetic school a few weeks ago where I was encouraging people to flow in the prophetic. You know, when you step out in the prophetic, it's the most courageous thing that you can ever do in the body of Christ. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you'll get it wrong. But in the process, in the training, that's when God sharpens our tools. We don't see when God gives us a gift, that gift is not, you know, fully formed and you know, fully ready. It's like God expects you to step out in faith, and he's giving you a gift, and that is like a raw diamond, and it has to go through the process. And so when God takes you through the process, you know, he takes you through that molding where he molds your character and molds your, you know, He molds you as you go through the journey. So I believe the Lord has an incredible calling for you. And don't let the enemy silence your voice. Because the only spirit that wants to shut down the prophetic in the church, as you know, is the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of control, the spirit of manipulation, the lying spirit. Those spirits want to shut down the prophetic voice in the church. But if God has given you dreams and visions, my encouragement is whatever the Lord shows you, you know, in the right order, obviously, submit it under authority. You share that because you live it with God and God will do the rest, you know. Never keep those messages to yourself because those messages can unlock somebody's destiny. And you just got to, you know, one day we're all going to be accountable before God. But I just pray in the name of Jesus. I just feel like you are in this season of waiting and preparation. And the name and the Spirit of God is just showing me that you've been like, you know, like Esther. And God has been preparing you for such a time as this. You are anointed. You are chosen. And I just feel like the Lord is saying to you, through this program, the Lord says, be encouraged. I'm with you and I'm standing by your side. And even when you feel like you're not being acknowledged, that you're not given an opportunity, like you don't have a voice in the body, the Lord says, I've given you a gifting. I've given you my anointing. I've entrusted you my message. And the Lord says, don't be afraid. Be bold. Be courageous. Because the next generation of people that I'm going to rise up in this name are going to be people that are not known, that don't have a title, that don't have a name, but they're full of passion and fire. And they're going to be the ones carrying hope. Because see, God is about to raise a new generation. It's like God is changing the guard. And you're one of them, Marianne. So I encourage you in the name of Jesus, don't let the enemy silence your voice.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for your call today. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
And if you'd like to call through, phone lines are open on 1-800-316-316. And we've got a little bit of time before we go to the news. We've got Kaz from Wyala. How are you, Kaz?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
I just want to give thanks to the Lord because my daughter was, she's had twins. And at 20 weeks, they were struggling a little bit. So they were going to be born at 28 weeks. But we've had prayer in our church, we've had prayer all over the place, and they made it to 34 weeks and 3 days, and they are just thriving. And I just would love to give thanks to the Lord and just to continue to pray for these little babies. They're so beautiful.
Mm, wonderful. Now, Pastor Alejandro, we've only got about a minute or so till the news. Go for it, mate. Lead us in prayer.
Amen. Father, we just bless all these little ones, all these babies that are being born right now. Lord, we thank you that you are the God of blessing and you're the God of healthy families. And we just pray in the name of Jesus. We bless all these babies across Australia and all these families that are thinking, even, Lord God, in the process of, in those women that are waiting to have a child, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will just bless this new generation of children that you're calling, that are being born in right in this hour, Lord God. I thank you for what you're about to do throughout Australia with the families, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kaz. God bless.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Shelby, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, good, Manny. Hello, Alejandro.
Hi.
Mate. Hey, mate, I just got to say one thing too, Matty. Mate, I think, look, I've been involved in some big churches, the Hillsongs and Pastor Klimov with the Assemblies of God, but I'm back with my family church, the Lutheran Church Australia. But I have to say Vision Christian Radio is the biggest, brightest, best church in Australia.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Awesome.
And mate, I love you. I love you all, and I love you too, Matty.
Oh, I love you, Shelby. Mate. Oh, I feel the love, yeah. Brother.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to your Egmore church. And I love it.
So our church is in an old egg factory. That's why he calls it the Eggboard Church. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But how can we help today? What do you want to pray about, brother?
I want to pray so drastically and ask Alexandra to pray again, in a sense, for the drought farmers. They're really in struggle street, mate. And if I can just say why, because these guys raise their cattle from calves. And, you know, in some of the cases, they have to sell up their farms, or they're getting to a point they've got no money because there's no grass, no rain, no grass, no feed. And then they've run out of money in that sense, so they've got nothing else to do. They can only sell their cattle, and the cattle are looking at them so deprived and saying, well, what are you doing to us, you know? And like these people are one-on-one. They're like their family, these calves and cattle. And so it's breaking their heart. And the government, in a sense, they give this tax rebate thing and saying, oh, yeah, we're going to give you a tax relief. Well, that's a one-off fix, and it needs to go on. And these farmers out back, I've lived in the outback. I was out there for 3.5 odd years in Northern Territory, and I know what it's like. And they are desperate to have continued support by the government. The government's got to think of more different ways of how they can support these guys. We lived on the sheep's back. So if I've said enough, let's get to prayer.
All right. Pastor Alejandro, take it away.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the God who answers prayer.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord God, that you're the God who sends the former and latter rain. We pray in the name of Jesus that these rains will come and bless our land and bless our nation. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will open the heavens, Father God, in response to our prayer and fasting, that you will bring renewal, repentance, and rain as a result of our hearts seeking you in this critical time, Lord God. I pray that as Nehemiah prayed on behalf of his people, as David prayed on behalf of the army, Lord God, I pray that your people, the Church of Australia, is now coming together praying for the nation. I pray that these rains, Lord God, that it won't be just another shower, just another breakthrough, but that you will break this drought. We believe that this drought will be over in Jesus' name, and we believe that all these farmers and their families will be blessed with abundance of rain, that you will change this cycle, that you will break this drought in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you will just have mercy, that you will listen, and that you will show, and you will be demonstrated and glorified through the circumstances, that there will be a mighty move of God, and that this rain will be a sign not only of relief, but a sign of revival.
Mm.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we just agree right now. I agree with my brother over the phone, and I can feel your pain. I can feel your passion, and I can feel that the Lord has given you not just this burden. Look, this is not just a prayer burden. The Lord has given you an assignment. I just want to speak prophetically over your life that God has given you an assignment, a mandate, that you are called to do mighty things, that your life, even though you've had a lot of chapters, that God is still writing a new chapter, and there is a new chapter left to open and discover. And I'm just going to leave it with you. God has another chapter for you, mate. It's not over. God says that even though you feel like you've accomplished so much for the kingdom, that the reason you have this burden, it's almost like you're like Nehemiah, you're praying before the Lord, and that's the scripture I get, like Nehemiah praying and even pleading before the king, I want to rebuild the walls, and the Lord has given you an assignment, and I believe he's going to keep sending you back up north, and the best is yet to come for you, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much for your call, Shelby. If you'd like to call through, 1-800-316-316. And we've got Chiquita from Leonora in WA. How are you?
I'm very well, actually. It's a nice change to be able to say that, actually.
How can we help?
First of all, I just wanted to share that I've been 3 years sick with something that doctors didn't think was real. And the Lord has finally provided me with a specialist, which involved having my tonsils out and stuff. And I'm finally have been healed by God. And I just thought, times are tough, things are tough, but God is amazing and he's still doing miracles because he's done one in me. And it's just awesome to say I can come home after 3 years and walk in the house and say for the first time, I'm healed. I can walk in my home and not have to worry about getting sick. So,
wonderful.
Yes. Yes, it's exciting. And the other thing is I used to work with the children in Leonora, and I'm selling my home, and I would like God's blessing upon that to sell it quickly. But while I'm waiting, I want to ask God, is there anything he wants me to do to take back up again? I used to do Sunday school. I used to do youth group. I used to do crafts with the children. And even though it may be a short time that God has for me left here while I'm waiting, like I said, we're selling to move back to Perth, what would he like me to do with these children? What is the next step he has for me?
Okay, Alejandro, let's pray for Chiquita.
Amen. And one thing before I pray, you know, our assignment is connected to our season. And when God takes us from one season to another, often he changes that assignment. And I believe that what you've been doing has been very good for the family, for the community, for the children. But I believe that as you're getting ready to transition, that God has even better things and greater things with the children. That he's going to open big doors for you. And there's a big door waiting for you in Perth. And I just release that. I release breakthrough. I release favor. And I release blessing. That everything you touch with your hands will be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord has called you to be. And I see in the spirit. The name I get is Hannah. The Lord says you're going to raise a new generation of Samuels. And God's going to give you this this love and this, I mean, you already have it, but it's going to be increased. This unquenchable love and compassion for children's ministry, and not just children's ministry, but you're going to be doing a lot of work in the community, even unchurched children. I feel it. Like God has given you a heart for unchurched children. Yes. That you'll be going to their communities, you'll be loving on them, you'll be just pouring your heart out and giving them the gospel through creative ways, through prophetic ways. I just believe right now that the best is yet to come for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless her. We bless this transition. We thank you, Lord God, that as she is getting ready to move and as she is waiting for the house to for the house sale and for all of that to be completed, we pray in the name of Jesus, you will lead her to the right places in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chiquita. God bless. And if you'd like to call through and get some prayer today, our guest is Pastor Alejandro Arias. You can also make a comment at facebook.com/visionradio. I know a lot of people might be trying to call through and might be getting through. You can connect with us and ask a question at facebook.com/visionradio. I've got Chrissy from WA. How are you? Okay, let me just check that there. Okay, one more time. Chrissy, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, how can I help today?
Oh, I would like a prayer for me for two things, if that's possible.
Yeah.
Prayer for my broken relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think God used a breakup to call me back to him, but I don't know what he wants me to do. And the second thing is for my husband, which got severe depression, that he can feel God's love around him and be healed, if that's possible.
Absolutely.
Yes. Father, we just pray for this marriage. Lord God, we pray that you will restore her family and especially, Lord God, that you will restore her husband. And this depression, we pray that you will just have a divine appointment, a divine encounter with him. And we just pray that he will be healed and set free, Lord God, that you will just manifest your love in a way that it's going to be so undeniable for him to even negate the fact that you are just pouring your love on him. Lord God, I thank you that you will bring him back. Lord God, I believe that you will bring him back and that you will draw him back to you. Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that everything the enemy meant for evil will be turned around and used for your glory, that you will bless this family and bless this marriage. In the name of Jesus, I believe, Lord God, that you're the God of the last word. You're the God of the ultimate word. You have the ultimate saying in somebody's destiny and future. And I just pray in the name of Jesus that your will be manifested in their life and in their marriage. And I just feel like even though you're going through this time of brokenness, even though you're going through this time of despair, where sometimes, and I feel it in my spirit, you've been just weeping and weeping and weeping and asking the Lord, how can I come out of this? And I know the Lord, you know, you feel like you've been pulled back, like the Lord has used this to get your attention. But I have news for you. This is this valley that you're going through, even though it seems like a really low valley, the Lord is getting you ready to bring you out. And you are not going to walk in defeat. You're going to walk in victory. The Lord has given you and your family a plan. And I believe right now, and we're standing in agreement, that you will have the best outcome. That the Lord will be manifested in your marriage. And that is not over. That God has the last word. In the name of Jesus, we bless you today.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to call through, phone lines are open now on 1-800-316-316. We've got Mary from Melbourne. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
How can we help you today?
I got a testimony how our Lord is great. Also, I need prayers. I'm a Catholic born-again Christian. On a week after Easter, that's the Divine Mercy, my son tried to take his own life. He's got an addiction, and I found him, and he was nearly gone, and I called on the name of our Lord, our great majesty, and the Lord gave him life again.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. This is a strength for others that our Lord is real. He is real. He gave him life. His name is Mario. I rebuke in Jesus' name any addiction. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs strength. He needs prayers. His name is Mario. He's met a female friend. I keep asking for the Lord to put somebody in his life because he's lonely. He's a 36 years old. And the Lord works in different ways. He's put a female friend that she's broken to. She came across me. I try to give her what I found. And, our Lord comes through the dirt. He comes bigger and better. The Lord has touched others around the family and others that they know. I didn't get put down or embarrassed by it because I'm very proud for what the Lord has done through us. He showed others through us. So this is strength for others that our Lord is real. I keep praying for him. My favorite song is, Who Do You Say I Am? I lift my son always to be set free in Jesus' name. Be set free. Our Lord is real.
Wonderful. Would you like us to pray for Mario?
Our Lord is real. He's real. My son was gone by hanging. My son was finished. And I pumped on his chest and called on the name of the Lord. I didn't see our Lord, but the Lord gave him life again.
Wow.
Praise God. Wow.
And would you like us to... Would you like us to pray for Mario?
Yeah, for Mario and his female friend. I give the relationship into the Lord.
Okay.
He loves the Lord. He knows about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord is going to bring him through and save her through. It's in the Lord's hands.
Yes.
He took her to our church on Sunday. Praise the Lord.
Wonderful. Okay, we've got other calls to go to shortly, but let's pray. Okay. Is that all right if we pray?
Yeah,
all right,
please.
Go for it.
For my family and Mario and the female friend.
Okay, let's pray.
You know, what an amazing testimony. What an incredible report of God's power and faithfulness. The Lord used you to raise your son, almost, you know, to raise him from the dead, I can say, you know. The Lord used you in a supernatural way to heal him, and the Lord is going to use many in this time. So, Father, I just pray for Mario. I pray that he will have a divine encounter, that he will find you, Lord God, that he will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that he will find some salvation and find hope, Lord God. I thank you that you will turn his life around, and we just bless him, and we pray that he will come to know you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And thank the Lord is going to use that gift that you have for many others. So don't stop praying for people that you have an incredible anointing in your life, and the Lord is going to keep using you.
I need the strength of the Lord to help me to stay strong when I don't understand.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for your call, Mary. God bless.
God bless you. Bye.
And if you'd like to join the conversation today, I know that the phone lines have been very full. You can connect with us at facebook.com/visionradio. And we've got Andrew from Brisbane. How are you, mate?
Hello.
Yes, how are you, Andrew?
Hi, Matt. Hi, Alejandra. Really well, well, thanks.
How can we help today, buddy?
I'm really blessed to talk to both of you today. I've been impacted by both of your ministry in the past. In person, I've got a prophetic word from actually both of you that was quite similar.
Oh, wow.
Obviously at different times. Yeah.
About, praise God.
Yeah, that God had a call, that there was a call of God on my life, and had a powerful encounter with God in 2014. Since then, I've pursued God. I've pursued revival with all of my heart. I just feel like I've reached a dead end, really, and I don't know where to go.
Mm.
And, I've got an amazing wife, two amazing kids, and you know I still love the Lord with all my heart, but I just feel like I'm burnt out. And it feels like I'm at the end of the road, you know.
Sure.
So yeah.
All right. Well, let's pray, hey.
Yeah.
Father, I pray for Andrew. I pray that you will give him comfort, that you will strengthen him, that you will pick him up in your hands, Lord God. That you will take him from this place of loneliness and feeling so low and feeling like he's hit a wall to a place of victory and a place of breakthrough. And I just see this picture, Andrew, that the Lord is going to carry you in his wings. And even though you've reached the end and you feel like you are hitting a wall, you feel so low and so down at this point, I just feel like the Lord is going to pick you up and he's going to take you over this wall that has been there. And you're looking at it and you think, well, I don't think I can overcome this. I don't think I can jump over this wall. But I feel like the Lord is going to pick you up and take you across. And in the name of Jesus, I just, you know, I pray about your destiny. You have an incredible destiny, and the enemy wants to wreck you. The enemy wants to wreck your destiny, and he wants to stop you from fulfilling the plan and the will of God. And sometimes you feel like, you know, like the Israelites who went around the wilderness, and you're like, well, God, I've been doing this, I've been faithful, I've been serving you, but now I feel like I'm going around, I've hit a wall, and I don't know where I'm going. And the Lord says, you're going across to the promised land. I just feel I need to share this with you, Andrew. You are going to the promised land. God's going to give you the desires of your heart. He knows what you've been through, and I just want to encourage you this morning that God knows. He's been hearing your prayer. He is not, you know, he's not just ignoring you, or you feel like, oh, well, God may not be paying attention. He is. And sometimes we go through these processes, we go through these valleys, and we feel so lonely. But let me tell you something. Our reality, what we are experiencing in the flesh, is not the supernatural breakthrough, the supernatural reality that's waiting for us on the other side. And so the enemy sometimes will blind us and make us feel like God is not coming through, like God is not answering our prayer, like God, where are you, God? You know, I felt like that many times. But then you have to look up, like David, where will my rescue come from? My rescue comes from the Lord. So when you understand that in your spirit, and you get that into your body, into your spirit, mate, and you start prophesying, speaking to your circumstances and over your mountains, let me tell you something, the word of God will wash over the doubt, the fear, the sickness, the depression, the discouragement. The Word of God is the best remedy for when someone is feeling down. The Word of God, you just listen. Let the Word of God wash over you. And let the Word of God dissipate any thought of confusion, because the best is yet to come for you. You just got to believe it. And you got to stand in the Word. So, Father, we just pray for Andrew that you've called him to do mighty things. I feel, Andrew, that you are a visionary. You are a dreamer. You have big plans, but you've been feeling like you're stuck at the moment. You're like, God, I have all these big plans and I'm looking at it, but I don't know how to get it done. I don't know how to complete it. And God says that he's going to give you favor to get it done. So I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much for your call, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
And mate, let's get together and have a coffee sometime, hey?
That'd be awesome.
All right. Thanks, contact me here at the station and we'll make it time to catch up.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Bye.
Now, our time is up for today, Pastor Alejandro. We do have one more caller on the line, but we'll chat to her off air in just a moment. But we just want to say, everyone, thank you so much for your calls today. And if people do want to connect with Pastor Alejandro, you can have a look at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Vision Radio, and you'll see the link to Pastor Alejandro Arias there. He's preaching at the Gold Coast this weekend, and he's got a heart to reach this nation with the gospel. So if anyone would like to book him to preach in your part of Australia, once again, you'll find the link at our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/Vision Radio. Thanks for your time in today, mate. It was awesome.
Thanks, mate. I enjoyed it.
God bless.
This was awesome. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.